Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神祝福大家平安。
This afternoon, we continue our series of the bridges of our life. We talk about the bridges of our life here is family and which is our children.
今天下午我们要继续我们这一系列有关于我们人的破口。今天我们谈到家庭的破口，也就是我们的儿女。
And this one actually is the one most difficult to control.
这个破口对我们来说可以说是最困难去控制的。
For those who read newspaper recently, you may find out what is the hottest headline in Taiwan recently.
那么最近如果我们打开有关于台湾新闻的报纸，我们都发现一个非常重要而且重大的消息。
We discover that the son-in-law of the president was arrested because of insider trading.
我们都知道台湾总统的女婿因为有了内线交易，所以被关进牢里。
We are not going to talk politics, of course.
我们在这边不谈任何政治的问题。
But we want to emphasize this one fact.
但是我们在这边要强调一个重点。
The fact is, no matter how high the position or how successful the parent is.
这个重点就是说，不管家庭里面的父母有多高多大的职位
，or how high the spirituality.
或是多好的灵修信仰
，if the second generation cannot behave well，
但是如果第二代的行为不正当
，cannot follow the word of God，
不能够遵循神的道理
，and then they'll bring so much trouble to the parents，
那么将会带给家庭以及父母很严重的问题
，and the painful feeling which is experienced by the parent is actually much more than the children who did bad things himself.
当这样的事情发生的时候，父母亲心里的痛远远超过那个犯罪儿女的痛。
If we open the Bible, it's not difficult to find out.
如果我们打开圣经，这样的例子也不少。
Quite a few spiritually successful people, the saints or the workers of God.
在圣经里面，我们看到许许多多成功在信仰上非常好的工人。
They themselves, their life is blameless.
他们自己的信仰生活可以说是完全没有缺点的。
But you step back and look detail about the family, especially their children, you'll be surprised. Actually, quite a few of them, their children is not following the father's footstep.
但是我们坐下来研读圣经之后，我们发现他们的第二代不见得像他们的信仰这样的好。
That will bring one problem.
这事实上会带来一个问题。
Let's turn to the verses we have mentioned this morning, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10 again.
我们再翻到今天早上我们所读的一个经节，请看耶利米书。
The problem of the people in the modern days.
耶利米书在这边告诉我们现代人的一个问题。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Verse 20.
耶利米书第十章第二十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 20.
耶利米书第十章第二十节。二十节，我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，无人再知道我的帐篷，挂起我的幔子。
This is a painful description of modern life, modern days family.
这节经节已经完全了形容现代家庭的一个问题。
The tent refer, of course, to the family.
这边告诉我们，帐篷可以说就像我们的家庭一样。
The cord we have mentioned this morning.Is a marriage relationship between the father and mother, the husband and wife.
紧接下来说到绳索，也就是把所有在家庭里面每一个人连接起来的那个关系。
Especially the husband and wife, the spousal relationship.
特别是婚姻之间的关系。
First the marriage, the relationship disband first, and then the children will leave, go away.
这个绳索，这个关系，从婚姻关系开始来发展儿女。
And then the whole tent collapsed, and nobody will rebuild again.
但是最后儿女离开了，整个帐篷毁坏了，没有人要再搭起帐篷了。
So today, if we don't pay attention to these bridges,
所以今天我们的家庭如果不正视这个问题
，maybe our children could be our bridges in our life.
也许我们的儿女就是这一个帐篷的破口。
Maybe we ourselves are very fervent spiritual.
也许我们身为父母的都非常的有美好坚定的信仰。
But maybe our children is the hole which.Can cause the collapse of the tent.
也许我们的儿女正是这个帐篷的一个破口。
We may think, "Wow, you talk too seriously."
也许大家会想，这个题目好像太严肃了点。
But we'll look at one example.
但是我们看一个例子。
We all know in the, one of the patriarchs is called Jacob.
我们都知道非常有名圣经当中的人物雅各。
Let's turn to his life, Let's turn to Genesis chapter 34.
我们看看他的生活。创世纪三十四章。
Genesis chapter 34 and 35 is two most painful chapters in Jacob's life.
创世纪三十四章跟三十五章这两章足以形容雅各在生活当中最痛苦的一段时期。
We all think about Jacob, think about how he wrestling with God, how he got the birthright, but we seldom emphasize these two chapters.
我们想到雅各，就想到他得到这个长子的名分，他与神来摔跤，这些有名的见证。但是我们很少看到他有这两章痛苦的事情。
But these two chapters are his painful, most painful one in his life.
但是在三十四、三十五章。足足说明了他生活上最痛苦的一面。
Now, what happened in these two chapters?
在这两章到底发生了什么事情？
Let's read verse 1 and 2, 34.
我们请看34章的第一节、第二节。第一节，利亚给雅各所生的女儿底拿出去，要见那地的女子们。第二节，那地的主西未人哈抹的儿子示剑看见他，就拉住他，与他行淫，玷污他。
Verse 2.Okay, here tell us, the problem start with his daughter.
这里告诉我们，一开始就告诉我们，问题出在他的女儿。
Jacob has 12 sons and at least one daughter here.
雅各有十二个儿子跟这个女儿。
But the problem start with the daughter first.
但是问题就出在他这唯一的女儿身上。
What does it mean?
告诉我们什么？
Having a daughter is good.
有女儿是好的。
I always admire, I want to have more daughters.
我总是希望我自己有这么一个可爱的女儿。
But...To train the daughters, actually, I found out sometimes more difficult than training the boys.
有时候养女儿比养儿子困难些。
Because you worry more.
因为你会担心女儿多一些。
Why? Because here, his daughter went outside, tried to see his friend, and then go to the Gentile place, and then was defiled.
其中一个理由在这边第一节、第二节告诉我们，他的女儿到那个地去见其他的人，但是因此而被玷污了。
Especially nowadays, this can apply to our daily life.
这两节可以说是现代的生活里面常常见到的事情。
This world full of temptation.
这个世界里面充满了许许多的诱惑。
And this temptation can defile children of God very easily.
这样的诱惑非常容易引起神的儿女们的犯罪。
So the first thing that happened is his daughter is defiled. As a father, how painful his heart could be.
所以身为一个父亲，当你知道了这两节的事情之后，可以想见一个父亲心里有多痛。
Now, that's not the end.
但是这还没结束呢。
After this event,
这件事情之后
his sons plan a revenge to this shameful action.
我们看到雅各的众子们开始计划如何来报仇。
Let's look at verse 13.
我们请看第十三节。
Let's 13.
第十三节，雅各的儿子们因为事件玷污了他的妹子底拿，就用诡诈的话回答事件和他父亲哈莫。
Okay, here they plan a scheme, try to harm the people.
第十三节开始，我们看到雅各的儿子们开始计划如何来陷害这个事件。
They try to say, "Wow, now you defile our daughters. You better marry our daughter."
他们的条件，你既然玷污了我的妹子，那么你就要娶她。
But before you can marry our daughters.
但是在娶我的妹妹之前
，You people, because you are so-called Gentiles, you have to do something.
因为你们事件，你们的人，这个是啊。为受割礼的是外邦人。
So, in order to marry our sister, all of you men must receive something called circumcision.
但是为了要娶我的妹妹，你们所有的男丁都要受割礼。
And then you become one of us.
那么这样的话，你们就跟我们是一样的了。
And then you will be accepted, and then we can intermarry. We are friends now.
这样子，我们互相两家的这种家族就能够在一起了。
And this Shechem people they hear about this, also, oh, that's easy to do.
那么这事件人觉得说这个太容易，没什么大不了。
Is it no problem? Well, we just receive the circumcision then.
他们很高兴，也很容易的去接受说没有问题，我们来接受这个所谓的割礼吧。
So because they ran through the circumcision, they have to be in pain for at least a few days and cannot get up the bed.
所有男丁接受割礼之后都必须经过疼痛期，没有办法出门的。
Now what happened then?
在这个时候发生了什么事呢
？Verse 25.
二十五节，在这边看到。到第三天，众人正在疼痛的时候，雅各的两个儿子，就是底拿的哥哥西缅和利未，各拿 刀剑趁着众人想不到的时候来到城中，把一切男丁都杀了。
26.
16节，又用刀杀了哈抹和他的儿子示剑，把底拿从示剑的家里带出来就走了。
OK, here tell us they kill all the Shechem people.
25节，这边告诉我们把示剑的家中的男丁全杀了。
That is very cruel, very terrible acts.
我们看到这样的复仇的计划是多么的残忍。
They kill people, they use deception, deceiving them.
他们首先用计划陷害他们，然后再杀了他们。
They use the name of God. They use the name of religion, try to take advantage of people, of revenge on people.
而且这个计划是根据所谓的神的律例，要他们受割礼，然后才杀他们。
And then this is not the end.
但是事情还没结束。
After killing all of them,
杀了他们所有的男丁之后
，Verse 28 tells us they rob all the properties.
28节说他们夺了所有的羊群、牛群以及所有的东西。
Can you imagine the father Jacob is a God-fearing man?
当我们读到这边之后，我们可以想象一个父亲，这个雅各是多么敬神的人。
But our children here are so wicked.
但是他所养的这些儿子却这么样的残酷跟狡诈。
And what did Jacob say?
但是雅各能说什么
？He cannot say much.
雅各不能说什么。
Verse 30 tell us.
三十节这里告诉我们，雅各对西缅和利未说。利未说：“你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中有了臭名。我的人丁既然稀少，他们必聚集来击杀我，我和全家的人都必灭绝。”
So think about if these were your children go to kill people, rob people, and how will you as a father would feel?
我们想一想，如果我们今天像雅各这样的父亲。家里的儿子出去杀人抢人之后，你的感觉如何
？Maybe sad enough.
也许我们会忧伤，会非常的忧伤。
But that's not the end.
但是整个事情并没有因为这样而结束。
Chapter 35, Jacob's the favorite wife, the most beloved wife, passed away.
35章告诉我们，雅各最爱的太太去世了。
Which is called Rachel.
也就是
拉结。
拉结。
Now after right after his wife passed away,
拉结去世之后
，What happened?
发生了什么样的事情
？Let's turn to chapter 35.
我们请看第35章。
Chapter 35, verse 20 to 22.
35章第20节，雅各在他的坟墓上立了一桶碑，就是拉结的墓碑，到今天还在。21节，以色列起行前往在以德台那边支搭帐篷。22。以色列住在那地的时候，流便去和他父亲的妾薛拉同寝，以色列也听见了。
That is the most painful part.
这边我们看到又一件很可悲的事情发生。
Now, while Jacob was weeping for the wife pass away,
当雅各正在丧妻之痛的时候
，weeping before the tomb and then crying every day，
而且这个痛是他。为了他的太太立了个墓碑，每天还在那个地方哭他的太太的去世。
His eldest son called Reuben commit adultery with Jacob's another wife.
二十二节这边告诉刘便，也就是雅各的最大的儿子，与他的妾来同寝。
Wow, so this is very terrible.
看到这里，我们觉得雅各在这段生活真的是很可怜的。
Can you imagine the pain of Jacob?
我们可以想象一个父亲雅克这时候他的痛苦到底有多深。
The most painful thing is not the passing away of his wife.
在这里最痛苦的事情不再是他失去了拉结而已。
But his children is not behaving according to the word of God.
而是他的儿子没有办法遵照神的旨意来行。
Now we may step back one thing to ask a question.
我们可以坐下来想一想一个问题。
Why then if he was a godly man, but his children would be so different than him?
为什么一个敬神的人像雅各这样的人他的第二代他的小孩会是这样的一个下场
If you look at the Bible, give us one reason.
我们看看圣经里面告诉我们一个理由
When did Jacob give birth to all these children?
雅各在什么时候、生跟他的太太生这些小孩呢、
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 31.
我们请看创世纪31章
Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪第31章
Verse 40,
第四十节
，Verse 40 to 41,
第四十和四十一节，我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着。我常是这样。四十一节，我这二十年在你家里为你的两个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，又你又10次 改了我的工价。
42.
四十二节，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你了。
Jacob spent around 20 years in his uncle Laban's place to work.
在这边告诉我们一个事实上我们都很熟的一个故事，雅各在他的舅舅家拉班工作了将近20年。
And he marries the uncle's daughter.
他娶了他舅舅的女儿。
Two of them.
两个女儿。
And then also some concubines.
然后还有一些妻妾。
And from then on every year keep giving birth. They have a race of giving birth.Between these two wives,
我们从圣经的故事，我们继续看下去。这两个太太呢，互相竞争在生小孩的事情上。
One cannot give birth, and another one give birth, and smart us, and then laugh at the other one, then just keep catching up.
从圣经当中，我们看到这两个太太因为生与不生之间互相在竞赛。
But why the children come out will be wicked in future?
但是什么样的原因使得这些太太们生的小孩在未来会出这样的事情
？This verse gives us the answer.
在这节告诉我们一个理由。
Because Jacob was so preoccupied, was so busy with himself, with his career.
在这边告诉我们，雅各在他舅舅拉班家工作的时候是多么的努力，也同样的占掉他所有的时间。
This is the reality because life is tough.
因为这是一件生活上面的事实，在那里的生活是非常痛苦的。
His uncle was mistreating him, so they work harder to turn things around.
因为拉班他的舅舅应该是骗他，让他。工作加倍。
See, he said, on the daylight I'm suffering, on the night I'm very suffering, and I cannot close my eyes to sleep.
第四十节这边告诉我们很清楚，他白天受煎熬，晚上受寒霜，晚上不能够睡觉。
So first thing, he didn't have time because of his career.
第一件事情，也就是因为他的工作繁忙，使得他没有时间去接近他的家庭。
And secondly, he said, I'm so busy with your two daughters.
第二个，说我这几十年来这么样的忙碌，就为了你这女儿。
Totally, for your daughters, I served you 14 years.
我为了你这两个女儿服侍你14年。
And I also served the sheep, the cows.
那么为了羊群、牛群
，Jacob did not mention, "Oh, God give me 10 sons or 12 sons. I'm working for God to teach them."
雅各从没有提到，我们也没看过他提到说他神给了他这么多的儿女，神要祝福他。
He didn't mention.
他从没提过。
He only mentioned his property, his wife.But forget mention about his children.
他总是提到他的牛群、羊群，他所有的事、所有的东西，以及他两个太太。
He keep giving birth, but fail to teach them.
他们的家人虽然生产众多，但是没有教导。
So we may think about this is the sources, this is the origin of the bridges.
所以我们看到这一点，我们可以看到这个家庭的破口在这个时候已经开始形成了。
Today we must not repeat what Jacob failed.
我们既然看到这边，今天呢，我们就要警醒自己，不能够犯下雅各犯的错误。
Now, what kind of things can we learn then?
今天我们看到这一节以后，我们学什么
？How can we repair these bridges then?
我们怎么能够来弥补这样未来可能发生的破洞
？Let's look at a good example and find out the teaching.
我们从好的例子来看如何来学习。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
我们请看创世纪二十二章。
Now we all know this story very well.
二十二章是一个很有名的故事，大家都熟的。
God told Abraham to offer your only son, Isaac, to me.
神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你要把唯一的儿子献上给我。
God want to test the faith of Abraham.
这边我们都知道，神要测试亚伯拉罕的信心。
And then Abraham start his journey.
亚伯拉罕开始了这一段献子的路程。
But from here, we can learn about three points. We can repair the bridges.
但是从他这件事情上面有三件事情我们可以值得来学习预防我们未来的破洞。
The first one,
第一件
We must teach by our words.
我们要能够以言教来教小孩。
Let's look at how Abraham talked to his children.
我们看亚伯拉罕怎么样教他的小孩。
Let's look at verse 6.
我们请看第22章第6节。
Verse 6 to 7, please.
6、7节。亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着刀火焊刀，于是二人同行。第七节，以撒对父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊！”亚伯拉罕说：“我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里
？”The father talked to the children here.
在这边我们看到父子的对话。
When the children are small, we do not have much time or don't opportunity to talk to them because they are so small, they don't understand us.
当孩子还小的时候，我们恐怕没有办法用话语来告诉、来教导一个小小孩。
But when they grow older, we have to talk to them.
当他们开始长大的时候，可以接受、可以听得懂的时候，就要教了。
To beat them up is easy.
打他们很容易。
But to teach them, let them understand you is difficult.
教他们能够明白一件事情不容易。
I'm still learning also.
像我也还在学。
When my two twins are not behaving.
当我看到我的两个双胞胎，我的双胞胎不乖的时候。
In the mall, in the outside.
他们去啊、去逛街去玩的时候。
I have the instinct try to beat them up.
我都很想打他们。
But my wife said, "No, it is Canada. You cannot beat children openly."
我太太告诉我说，不可以打人的，不可以打小孩，因为在加拿大是不可以这样做
的。Must hold, wait to go home or bring them into the toilet to beat them up.
如果要打他们，要不然就带回家，要不然就到厕所。
And also, before you beat them up, you must teach them why you are doing wrong.
你要打他们之前，要告诉他你为什么要打他。
I think it's easy to teach a 3 years old because after you talk to them, you can beat them.
因为教一个三岁小孩，你教他玩再打他呢，很容易的。
But when he's 15 years old, you cannot beat them up.
但是十五岁，你可不能这么做了。
The only way is you must tell them now. Let's talk. What is right? What is wrong? What is your choice?
十五岁的小孩，你只能跟他说了，没有办法打了。
So, look at Abraham and Isaac, the interaction.
我们看到圣经里面亚伯拉罕跟他儿子这样的一个对话。
Now, Isaac have a question in his heart.
以撒对这件事情有疑问。
He will turn to the father.
他问父亲。
Hey.Why there's no animals?
他问父亲啊，为什么没有献祭的羔羊呢
？Now think about you. If your children have questions, will he turn to you?
我们先想一个问题：当我们的小孩有问题的时候，会来问你吗
？If your children have questions, will come turn to you, then you are successful parents.
如果小朋友当遇到问题的时候立刻来找你，那么你这个父母就成功了。
Why he not turn to you today?
为什么今天小孩有问题不来找你呢
？Maybe you're too busy. You don't have time to talk to them.
因为你太忙了，没时间说话了。
Sometimes I was so busy reading the Bible at home doing church work.
那么有时候我在家里面关切圣公读圣经，太忙了。
My children call me Baba Baba. I don't even realize she was calling me.
那么我的小孩叫我爸爸爸爸，有时候我根本没听到。
My wife said, "Hey, please, your children is calling you. Do you hear?"
我太太常提醒我说，哎，儿子在叫你呢，注意听他在讲什么。
So when our children call you, do we listen? Do we know they are calling us?
所以当小朋友叫我们的时候，我们做父母的真的有在听他吗
？Need to talk to them.
我们这个时候需要跟他说话的。
But nowadays, talking in the family is the most difficult thing.
因为在家里面的对话，在今天现代的社会，家中的对话变成很困难。
Why?
为什么
？Because of TV.
因为电视。
Go home. Turn on TV already.
你小朋友一回家，第一件事竟然就是开电视。
Eating time, dinner time, TV watching.
不管什么时候吃饭聊天都在看电视。
And then after TV, go home, do homework, computer, internet.
看完了电视，开始做功课，就是上网上电脑。
Think about not only to your children, how much time as a family we talk every day to your wife, to your children, to your fathers.
不只是我们小孩子互相的。这些谈话，看看我们家里面，我们之间到底有多少的互动
？Brother and sister in the church, how much do we talk?
放大，我们看看这个教会里，我们弟兄姐妹之间到底有多少时间真的坐下来谈谈事情
？Isaac asked his father, "Now I have a problem," but the father said, "Yes, I am here, my son, I am here."
以撒这个儿子问他的父亲亚伯拉罕，这个父亲说：“父亲说，儿子，我在这里。
”You see, this son like to talk to the father, and the father respond.
看到这一段以后，我们觉得他们俩的关系应该是不错的。
It's very close.
非常好的。
Why?
为什么
？Because after talking.
因为在他们对话之后
，Abraham can bind him up.
亚伯兰可以绑起这个以撒。
Hey, that's not easy, oh.
这个不简单的。
You think you can bind now? Isaac is not a 5 years old boy here.
以撒在这个时候不再是五岁的小小孩了。
He's a big boy. He's a man even.
那么在这时候，以撒可能甚至高过他的爸爸亚伯拉罕。
And his father's an old man. How can an old man bind a young boy?
亚伯拉罕在这个时候已经年纪老了，怎么样能够绑得起以撒这么一个青年人呢
？He must be volunteer. Okay, bind me. I just lie down there.
以撒很可能就是躺在那里让父亲来随便绑他了。
They don't have good relationship.
所以我们看到这里的所谓的好的关系。
If they do not have a good relationship,
如果他们没有这样好的关系
，The father said, "Hey, Isaac, I'm going to offer you today." If the father can say, "Isaac, I'm going to offer you to God today. I'm going to kill you, skin you, cut you, and burn you."
亚伯拉罕这个父亲如果告诉以撒说，今天我要把你绑起来，因为我要把你献上给神，把你给烧了。
There's no way you're crazy. I run away, go back home.
以撒如这个时候唯一的一个反应，很可能就是跑回家离开他的父亲了。
But he trusts his father.
但是以撒在这边表现的是他相信他的父亲。
I don't know, understand what is going on.
以撒也许不晓得结局是什么。
But my father will guide me.
但是他相信亚伯拉罕的决定是对的。
I let you bind me.
我让你把我绑起来。
Actually, when the children grow up, we cannot bind them.
事实上，在今天的社会，我们没有办法再绑住小孩。
But do they willing to follow you when they grow up?
但是重点是，当他们长大之后，还要不要跟着你
？You cannot follow them 24 hours a day.
我们没有办法跟他24小时。
So talking is the first step.
因此，言教是第一点。
Spend time to talk to your family.
花 更多的时间跟家庭、跟小孩聊天。
Spend less time on TV.
花少一点时间在我们电视上。
Less time on email.
少一点时间在我们的 email 上吧。
Talk to the people around you.
能够跟我们家人聚会讲话是最珍贵的。
Secondly,
第二点
，How can we train them up?
我们如何来啊教导他们
？Teaching by example.
我们要以自己的身教为原则。
Why will Isaac ask about his father? Why there's no sacrificial lamb here?
为什么以撒会问亚伯拉罕这个父亲这样的问题？怎么看不到羊羔呢
？There's only one answer for that one.
这个问题只有一个答案。
Let's turn to chapter 21, verse 33.
我们请翻回前面创世纪二十一章。二十三节，
三十三节，
三十三节，二十一章的三十三节，亚伯拉罕在别示巴栽了一棵垂丝柳树，又在那里求告神永生神的名。
Abraham always called on the name of the God.
我们看到亚伯拉罕总是在一个地方求告神的名。
Wherever he goes, he always set up a sacrificial altar and offer to God.
我们看到亚伯拉罕很好的一个生活典范，不论他到什么地方都要设坛献祭。
So Isaac must have been following.Abraham, wherever he offers sacrifices and do the assistant.
因此不难想象，以撒每天看这个爸爸设坛献祭，因此他也有帮忙，也看到怎么样设坛献祭。
That's why he said, "Hey, today there's no lamb here. Hey, where's the lamb?"
所以以撒很自然的反应，今天既然要献祭，那么羊羔呢
？Today we have to ask this question.
今天我们要问这样的问题。
Whatever we teach our second generation.
今天我们教我们的第二代。
Or we teach our student in the RE classroom.
或是我们教导我们在啊幼教组的学生。
Or we guide our church.
或是我们带领整个教会
Do we teach by example?
是不是我们拿自己当为一个最正确的身教
The most powerful teaching is teaching by example
因为我们的身教将会是最有力的证据
Because people are watching, people are following
因为每一个人都雪亮的眼睛在看我们在做什么
People are copying
因为小孩在复制我们的事情
Just like sometimes I teach my children
就好像有时候在教我的小孩
Because when I'm doing things that disturbing me
因为我在做事，他们就总是在旁边吵。
I tell them get out, get away, 走开。
我就叫他们赶快走开，离我远一点。
And one day I try to approach them.
有一天我要找他们。
They said, 爸爸走开。
他甚至叫我走开了。
He said, how can you tell me 走开？
那么我会觉得奇怪，为什么小孩叫我走开呢
？But I think because I told him you must get away, so he also tell me, you know, I must get away.
因为这个在 几天前他才学过我叫他走开，今天他学我说叫我走开。
I said, oh God forgive me, I'm not a good example.
所以我常常这样说，告诉神说。我不是一个很好的身教。
So teach by example.
因此身教。
There's another worker share with me.
另外一个同工跟我这样分享。
She said, his grandchildren 4 years old at home.
他说他的孙子四岁。
What kind of games he plays at home?
那么这个小朋友四岁在家里玩什么呢
？He play leading of him.
他在玩怎么样带领
领师。
领师的游戏。
He go to the home. He said, "Bring a hymn book," but he didn't know what he was doing. He just said, pretending, "Oh, today we're going to sing him and then play at home like this."
他站在房间的最前面，就好像面对会众一样，然后来带领人家唱诗。
Because he observed the church people leading him, worshiping God, and this become part of them, their action.
因为这个变成他在眼睛看到当中他所学来的东西。
So today, how do we treat God? How do we respect God? Our children are watching.
所以今天我们如何敬畏神？要注意了 小朋友正在看呢。
Our attitude, our children is watching.
我们的敬神的态度小朋友也在看。
Our attitude to treat our own parent, our children are also watching.
我们如何对待我们自己的父母我们的小孩也在看呢。
You and your husband, you and your wife, how do you talk, how do you scold each other, say bad things, cold war, your children are also watching.
所以当我们夫妻之间有任何的冷战任何的问题任何的吵架小朋友也在看了。
Everything they absorb like a sponge.
我们知道小朋友当他们在看的时候他们就好像海绵一样照单全收了
One day you press them, everything will come out.
所以有一天当他们受到压力的时候所有他们看到的东西都会看到
so, teach by example.
所以我们的身教是多么的重要
Why our Lord Jesus is such a good example?
为什么主耶稣对我们来说他是一个好老师
He didn't teach much.
他讲的不多
Look at the four gospels, very, very, very few.
我们看四福音书里面他的话不多
But his example.
但是他的身教很厉害。
Every action of our Lord Jesus, we can learn for whole life.
我们看到，在我们的一生信仰生活当中，我们多少次都看到他在世界上所设的身教。
So we must learn from Jesus.
所以我们要向主耶稣学习。
When a truth seeker come here,
所以当慕道者来的时候
，What do they want?
他们想要看什么
next week, Friday, we have evangelical service. We think, oh, people, please bring your friend, relative, come here to listen to the sermon.
下礼拜五我们即将有布道会, 我们总是宣布, 希望大家能够带自己的亲戚朋友布道者来到会堂。
Of course, the preacher, the minister will try their best, try to deliver the sermon which can touch them.
当然首先, 传道者, 这些职务人员都会尽力的能够将道理阐明, 让他们能够知道。
But that's not the key point.
但是这不是重点哦。
The key of the impression, impress of them, is after the sermon.
但是最重要的重点, 能够感动一个慕道者, 是在聚会完后。
After the minister, okay, we finish service here.
所以当, 领导者说, 我们的聚会到这里结束了。
Now, do you see who talked to me in this church?
他们在等的是, 在这个教会里面, 谁会先跟我说话?
Where are the eye contacts?
那么谁会先看到我?
Where are the greetings?
谁会先跟我打招呼?
Is the only one who bring me in the church talk to me, everybody go away?
还是只有那个带我来的人跟我打招呼, 其他人都不见了?
Some people say, wow, truth seeker, I don't know what you'll ask me, so go far away.
所以有些, 我们有时候会有这样的想法, 既然是慕道者, 其实我也不认识他, 我也不知道跟他说什么。
Right, but they were loyal, they were locked, they were feel a church, they not hear, only hear the teaching.
因为当他们听完之后, 紧接下来就是他们感觉这个教会是如何的温还是冷。
Feeling is more important than hearing.
因为感觉远远超过他第一次的听到。
Feeling is the key.
因为他的感觉将会是日后决定他要不要信主的一个重点。
So we must try our best, try to improve in this area.
所以那个感官我们要能够 尽力的去改变。
We may not need to talk so much to a newcomer of Truth Seeker or an overseas brothers and sisters.
所以在教会里面我们也许不需要在讲台上说太多所谓的布道性的道理 来感动这些 慕道者。
But brothers and sisters, at least you see a newcomer, shake their hand, say hi, introduce yourself, just a brief 10 seconds, 15 seconds, will make a huge difference.
但是在座的弟兄姐妹们, 你们的10秒钟, 对于这些慕道者的寒暄问暖将会是最重要的一刻。
Or a smile, or greetings.
甚至一个微笑, 一个打招呼。
The third point.
第三点,
how to repair the bridges.
我们怎么样补破口?
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 22.
我们再看回创世纪22章。
Verse 8.
22章第8节。
Now, how did Abraham answer this question?
我们看, 亚伯拉罕被他的儿子以撒问了问题以后, 亚伯拉罕怎么说?
Verse 8, Abraham said, My son, the Lord will himself prepare the sacrificial lamb.
亚伯拉罕说, 我儿, 神必自己准备做燔祭的羊羔。
Here is the key point.
在这里又一个重点。
Yes, we may talk to the children, watch baseball with them, play games with them, whatever.
今天我们可以跟我们的小孩打球,玩游戏, 谈很多的功课。
But that's not enough.
但是这不够哦。
The key point is you must mention God in their life.
重点是在他们生活当中要看到神。
Here, Abraham mentioned God to him.
今天我们看第八节, 亚伯拉罕向以撒说到神。
He said, I don't know, but God, he himself will prepare sacrificial lamb.
亚伯拉罕在这节里面, 你可以看得到, 亚伯拉罕基本上是不知道羊羔从哪里来, 但是他说神会自己准备。
He bring God into the conversation.
他把神带来到这个话题当中。
He bring God into the house.
他把神带到他的家庭里面。
He bring God into the thinking of Isaac.
他把神带到以撒的脑海当中。
And then Isaac here, okay, God will prepare.
以撒就这么样接受说, okay, 神要准备了。
Well, I don't know what, but I'll trust.
虽然我不太听不太懂, 我的爸爸这么说, 但是
And verse 11, God's angel talked to Abraham, tell him, okay, it's okay now, you don't kill your son, I know you are fear.
11节告诉我们, 神的使者告诉说, 亚伯兰, 亚伯兰, 我在这里, 不要杀这个小孩。
So Isaac also hear this voice.
相信在这个时候, 以撒, 他一样听到这样的声音。
And then God talks again.
在这边神又说了,
and then God talks again, God will prepare in his mountain. Verse 15, verse 14.
14节这边说, 神会自己准备神的羊羔。
And then promise Abraham how he will bless him.
那么也同样的祝福亚伯拉罕未来的祝福。
So he led the second generation to feel about God, to ask about God, to search God himself.
所以在这个, 例子里面, 亚伯拉罕这么一个父亲告诉他的小孩有关于神如何信仰神如何看到神。
What does it mean today?
对今天的我们有什么样教训?
If our children tell us.
如果今天我们小孩告诉我们,
Oh, mom and dad, I'm so busy in my schoolwork.
爸爸妈妈,我真的是太忙了,因为学校太多功课。
I think this week I cannot make it to the church.
这个礼拜六我恐怕不能去教会了。
What do you tell them?
我们怎么说?
It's okay, you study hard, huh?
我们会说, yeah, 功课真的是很忙。
It's not enough.
这不够的,
you should tell them.
我们应该告诉他,
now, study time belongs to study time.
该读书就该读书的时间。
But when it's God time, we must go.
但是神的时间就要留给神用。
When you go, God bless you.
因为你去就能够得到祝福。
God will give you wisdom.
神会给你智慧。
And then we'll pray for you together.
同样的，我们会一起来为你的功课祷告。
You bring God into His mind, His little mind.
那么在这个时候，你将神放在他的生活，放在他的脑海里。
If your children or grow up after school, after graduating, no job, what happened as a parent?
所以当我们的小孩结束他的学业之后，到社会上找不到工作怎么办？
What do you tell him?
你要告诉他，你要怎么告诉他？
You tell him now, his job market is very difficult.
你可能要跟他讲，现在的社会找工作真难呢。
But if God help you, you can get it.
但是神如果帮你，你就一定得得到。
I hear so many testimonies.
这样的例子，这样的见证，我们听太多了。
So let's pray together.
我们一起来为你的工作祷告。
So you bring God into the conversation.
再一次的，我们将神带入我们的话题当中。
The children will know. Oh yes, I must rely on God.
那么这个时候的小孩就知道，我们在这些事情上面都要靠神了。
And then let's look at this one phrase repeat two times here.
在这边我们看到有一节经节重复了两次。
Verse 6 at the end, two walks together.
第六节的尾巴在这里说，于是二人同行。
And then verse 8 the end, there was also two walks together.
第八节的最后也说到，于是二人同行。
When the children grow up, we must walk together.
当我们的小孩长大的时候，我们一定要跟他一起走。
It's not to lead them. Oh, you just follow me.
并不是说总是跟着我这个做父亲的。
Or the back say, okay, push, you go, you go.
或是在后面推他，赶快走，赶快走。
We go together.
我们要二人同行。
Maybe the parents say, children, you must pray more.
我们有时候会告诉小孩子多祷告。
But the children will ask us, do you pray yourself?
我们常常会被反问回来，爸爸，你有祷告吗？
Don't tell the children you pray more.
我们不要只告诉小孩你要多祷告。
Now.Kneel down with me together, 15 minutes. Pray for your job, pray for your school.
我们应该一起来祷告，为了你的学业，为了你的工
作，pray for your marriage.
为了你的婚姻。
We pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
I help you.
我能够帮你祷告。
We walk together.
这叫做二人同行。
It's not you leading them or you pushing them, but you walk together.
不是走在前或者在后推，而是要二人同行。
Let them experience God with your guidance.
让小孩子下一代能够真正的从你这边看到神。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 30. It's a very good verse here.
我们请看到以赛亚书。
Chapter 30.
以赛亚书第三十章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
20.To 21,
二十节到二十一节，以赛亚书第三十章二十节到二十一节，非常好的经节。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。二十一节，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说：这是正路，要行在其间。
This is the teaching of God.
这是神的教导。
Teach by word is good.
我们言教是重要的。
Teach by example is more important.
身教更重要。
But the key point is, let God teach them directly.
那么更重要的就是说，让神的话直接教导小孩。
Let them experience God directly.
让我们的小孩第二代能够真正体验神。
Now they have problem.
今天他遇到问题了。
They have the brand of affliction.
今天他有在生活上遇到困难了。
The water of pain.
而且有苦水了。
What happened now?
下一个该怎么办？
You pray and then your teacher will not hide, but your teacher, which is God, will guide you through.
这边告诉我们，神就要当这个小孩的老师来亲自教导他。
So this is the key point.
这是一个很重要的关键。
Only by doing this, we can block the bridges.
那么，这一点就能够把我们的破口补起来。
So if we think we want to have children, we must make a determination. We must teach them according to the word of God.
今天我们有小孩的，都应该要。在主里面把我们小孩带起来。
But today maybe think I don't want to have children, and I'm not going to have children. This is not related to me.
但是有些人会觉得，今天我结婚以后不见得要有小孩，所以这样的道理对我来说似乎太遥远了。
But it's not right.
但是这个观念不对啊。
Physically, we may not have children.
也许在肉体上我们没有直接的小孩。
But spiritually, we have lots of children.
但是属灵方面我们有许多的小孩。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy.
我们请看。
提摩太前书。First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 1 and 2.
提摩太前书第一章第一节第二节。提摩太前书第一章第一节第二节。奉我们救主神和我们盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。第二节，写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太， 愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从神父和我们主耶稣基督归于你。
Paul himself didn't get married when he was on earth.
保罗，我们都知道没有结婚。
Of course, without children, physically.
当然，在肉体上他并没有直接的小孩。
But he has one son.
但是在这里，他却说：“我有一个儿子。”
No need go through adoption.
不需要这个所谓的收养。
He has one son.
他不需要经过领养，但是有一个小孩。
At least one.
至少有一个。
And this one is the true one.
而且这里说他这是真儿子。
What is it?
什么是真儿子
？It's Timothy.
是提摩太。
Why?
为什么
？Because Paul is older than him.
保罗年纪远远超过提摩太。
Timothy was a young worker.
提摩太在这个时候是一个很年轻的传道工人。
But because of Jesus.
但是因为主耶稣基督。
We are one family.
我们是同一家人。
I'm older than you.
我也许比你年纪大。
I can help you.
我可以帮你。
I can guide you.
我可以带你。
And you become my son.
那么在这样的程度之下。这样就是一个父亲跟儿子的身份。
And before Paul died, he wrote this letter, and he wrote about to his son.
在保罗去世之前，殉道之前，他写信给他的儿子。
So today we have lots of true sons, true daughters in the church, do we know?
同样的道理，今天在我们的教会里面，我们有许许多多的真女儿、真儿子。
Especially those who didn't have physical children.
特别是那些结婚没有小孩的弟兄姐妹。
God give you more time.
神给你们更多的时间。
Or you remain single, you don't have children, you don't have bonded to family. God give you more time.
也许你还是单身，神给你更多的时间。
But God wants you to know you have more children, which is in the church.
但是神要你能够感觉到，在教会里面你有很多的真儿子真女儿。
Take care of them.
能够照顾他们。
Pray for them.
能够为他们祷告。
Talk to them.
跟他们说话。
I believe in every family, maybe there's a prodigal son.
我相信在每一个家庭里面都有这么一个。
浪子 Sometimes we get lost.
有时候这个浪子会失去的。
This morning we talk about maybe someone in the marriage, the husband or the wife.
我们今天早上提到一对夫妻。
Maybe what this afternoon talk about is our children was getting lost.
那么今天下午我们谈到我们的小孩，可能我们的小孩就像浪子一样，已经走失了。
Last night we talk about maybe it's our own problem. We ourselves are getting lost.
那么昨天晚上我们提到我们自己的破口，也许我们自己的口已经破了个大洞了。
What should we do then?
我们应该做什么
？Don't give up.
不要放弃哦。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
我们请看阿摩斯书。
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 11.
旧约的阿摩斯书。
9:11.
阿摩斯书第九章
，verse 11，
第十一节。阿摩斯书旧约阿摩斯书第九章第十一节，第十一节到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
This verse is a prophecy regarding.At the end time, the true church will be established.
在这边，先知预言在末后的日子，真教会会重新建立。
The tent of David was referring to the church.
因为在这里说大卫倒塌的帐幕，也就是预表的真教会的建立。
Why the tent of David will collapse?
为什么大卫的帐幕会在那个时候倒塌呢
？Because during the apostolic church, after the first generation apostle they die.The teaching was changed. The Holy Spirit left them, so the church became corrupt.
因为从第一代使徒时代的信仰离开之后，在那个时候开始，这个帐幕也这个教会开始出现破口而倒塌。
But at the end time, the true church will be established by God once again to have all the correct teaching, and this is the repair tent of God.
在这一节的预言就是告诉我们，在末后真教会会按照古时一样重新建立起来。
So this true church must be the same as the apostolic time.
因为这个真教会将要如同使徒时代所建立的教会一样。
This is the context of this verse.
这个就是这一则经节的这个经节的精神。
But also can apply to our family life and our personal life.
这个精神也同样的可以应用到我们的生活、我们的家庭里面。
If our tent is being collapsed or have a big breach,
如果我们的帐篷、我们的家庭有了大破口
，instead of neglecting it,
与其说我们把它放弃了
，we must repair.
我们一定要能够修起来
，build it up,
重新建造。
Let's thank him.
我们来唱诗
304
首。